got something on your mind?
Tell us. We're listening.
At the same time, calls are growing louder for the anti-parasite drug ivermectin to be endorsed for COVID-19. There's a petition that's growing. Letters have been written to the president to review the country's stance on this drug. And the standard that's laid down by the South African Health Products Authority, SAHPRA, says that ivermectin is not for human consumption locally. It's really for animal consumption, but it has been cleared for use in some countries. So let's speak to Professor Mosa Moshabela, who is the Acting Deputy Vice Chancellor for Research and Innovation at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, about this. Prof, thank you very much for your time. So firstly, what exactly is ivermectin? If you do a Google search, it says it's used for head lice and scabies. So what is it?
Yeah, good day, Mandy, and to your listeners. Ivermectin is an important drug that's been around for nearly 40 years. And the benefit of it really at the moment is when it's used against parasites. And parasites are one of the agents that usually infect our bodies. Others would include virus and bacteria and fungi and so forth. So as an antiparasitic, it's really designed to fight against and labeled or registered to fight against parasites, not necessarily viruses like SARS-CoV-2 in the case of COVID-19. Therefore, the purpose that it's been registered for is for these parasites. In South Africa, it's registered for veterinary or animal use, but through special applications, it can be used for parasites like body lice.
Okay. So how did doctors work out that ivermectin could be used for treating COVID-19, and what is it to do to the virus?
Yeah, so ever since the beginning of the pandemic, people have been trying to find cheaper ways of identifying drugs that can be used, and they've been going to all these old drugs. And that's how things like hydroxychloroquine and lopinavir, ritonavir, that is used for HIV, all of those drugs were tried because people are saying, okay, what is available that can be used globally everywhere in a way that is cheap and accessible and so forth. Now, that's how ivermectin came around, and people started to find that it's actually having some properties and it's making some difference. Well, through the laboratory, what has been done is found that it disrupts the ability of the virus to infect cells. When the virus enters the body, it basically lulls the body into thinking that there is no infection, so that it can kind of send it off track, send the immune system off track, so that it doesn't get attacked by the body. So what ivermectin does, it disrupts those proteins, those nuclear proteins, that basically confuses the immune system, and therefore the immune system supposedly is able to detect the virus and attack it back. So that is in some ways antiviral properties that it is not registered for, because it's registered for antiparasite. But that is only in the lab. It's not really been proven through clinical trials yet. And so far we have clinical small clinical studies that have been done in a way that does not provide strong evidence, but provides weak evidence that there might be some benefits, but we need more data.
So to be clear, at the moment, the SAHPRA, SAHPRA, has not allowed it to be used. So if people want to use it, can their doctors prescribe it or not?
No, there's no way you can use it. In fact, it's not registered for use for COVID-19 anywhere in the world. It can be used in humans as an antiparasite or in people as an antiparasite. But in South Africa, SAHPRA is very clear. There's not enough evidence to support its use for COVID-19 currently. The Ministerial Advisory Committee has reviewed the data. Different groups are reviewing the data. And I think that in general, in the scientific community, we don't dispute that there is some sort of evidence suggesting that there could be benefit. But what we are saying is that there's not enough for us to actually prescribe it. So if we prescribe it, it will be unauthorized use. And right now we've got two cases in KZN of people who basically overused ivermectin, and they end up with the side effects, neurological side effects and liver side effects and blindness. And those things become really a problem.
Professor Mosa Moshabela, the Acting Deputy Vice Chancellor for Research and Innovation at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, thank you so much. Really insightful, unpacking that. Lots of people saying they want to use ivermectin. So there you've got the explanation about how it works and where we are with it.